So if these guys got the reprobation, that tells you what? They've been homosexualized. They passed through the give ups until they were given over. See, it's two give ups. He gives them up twice, and then he gives them over to the reprobate mind. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So just like Jannes and Jambres and the magicians were exposed, that has to come through supernatural conflict and confrontation. Somebody got to get supernatural power from God to expose these jokers. And that's where the gauntlet has to be thrown down. We see not our signs. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the power of God? Where is the endowment from heaven? If you got a man praying 21 days and you got an angel warring like a madman to fight through the prince of Persia to get to the guy, somebody got to be saying the right thing. See, I'm saying the right thing to get me an angel down here. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the power? Where is it at? Where is the Bible at? Here's the word right here. Where is the Bible going to line up with life? Where is the angel that's supposed to be dispatched to get me what I need? I got a prince of America over me. I got a prince of Europe. I got a prince of Atlanta. I got a prince over this county. Where is that angel that's been released to get to me with my supply lines, what I need? Where's the answer? The man on the 21-day prayer and fasting situation, Daniel and Daniel, chapter 10, the angel comes and said, man, I left heaven 21 days ago to get to you. I've been warring with a prince of Persia, and God had to dispatch Michael the archangel to overcome this prince of Persia for me to deliver this message. Now I got to leave him. I got to fight the prince of Greece, who is the next scheduled ruler to be over you, to get out of here. I'm thinking, what in the world, what kind of a war is really going on around us? And what words need to be spoken to empower the spiritual forces to come down here? What I'm saying, look, it's time to move. Let's do this. That's the empowering words, not we got to wait. God knows the hour and the day. Well, one of these days, the Lord are working it out by and by. And the angel sitting there with his legs crossed, thinking, dog, everybody's so laid back and don't want to fight. What am I going down there for? Well, I just believe the Lord knows. And I just believe that by and by. Well, why would God have you born and you die living in hell, never to experience God your whole life? Ain't that kind of stupid for you to live and die and never acknowledge and receive nothing from the Bible? And generations pass and people just living and dying, nothing from the Bible happening, when it already happened back in the book of Acts 2,000 years ago, and now nothing happens, and we just sit back, well, I'm just satisfied that the Lord will move one day. Thank you, Jesus. Not me. Not me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He that comes to God must first believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's some effort, it's some zip and some zap in this, saying, look, let's do this. Let's move. Get the angelic host down here on the scene. Power this thing up. Finance the thing. Bring the people in who belong to this thing. There were 7,000 people in Elijah's day who didn't bow the knee to Baal. Where are they at? Get them over here. Let's do this. It's some folks that are really singers for God. There are real musicians that really play music for God. There are real people who represent the word of God and who will preach the word of God. There are real apostles, real prophets, real evangelists, pastors and teachers. Call them up to the front line. They're out there in austerity right now just listening. If you'll stop listening on the internet and get in, we can do something. What are you sitting there listening for? Contact us over the internet. Sell the farm. Get in the thing. Let's do it. We need manifestation now of the sons of God, not talkers. I believe if we step up with heat, God will step in the fire. He didn't get into that inferno with those three Hebrew boys until they got in the inferno. When I step in the fire, the fourth one is there. I'm stepping in the inferno. Now, where I expect the fourth one here. The other thing about being delivered from the matrix in time and space is this. Now is always appropriate to the one delivered from the matrix. Because if you think about it, to be in eternity is to be in the eternal now. How would I be in the past and be in eternity? How can I be in the future and be in eternity when it's always in the present state of being? It's the now existence. I am that I am. So I can't look back at my past and be in God's presence. I can't dream about the future and be in God's presence. I have to be in the eternal now. I am that I am. So now belief can operate. Anything can change today if I'm in the eternal now. You can come in here sick and leave totally healed because you're in the now. You don't look at circumstances, what the doctor said will be. He says in Isaiah, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I got to live in the now. I can't subject my mind to threats and what might occur. I got to see the thing change now. If it didn't happen 5 seconds ago, it'll happen now. If it don't happen right now, it'll happen right now. It's going to happen now. Now is the time for your salvation. Now is the acceptable day of your salvation. Why should you put off the deliverance of a crack addict on the streets who's dying, bound to crack, and projected to the future when the person needs help now? You need a person sent to them right now. You need deliverance power now. You need to be able to cast out devils now and heal the sick now. Open blind eyes now. Heal people who are lame and halt, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan without arms and legs and eyes gouged out. All kinds of trauma in their minds, eyes just blown apart, and all this post-traumatic stress disorder and all this stuff. Now is the acceptable day of their deliverance, not in the future. You need a vessel now. You need a vessel filled now. You need a vessel that has power now. You need folks on this internet to wake up now. Wake up, thou that sleepeth, and God shall give you light. You studied the Bible enough. Don't tell me about, if I start a Bible scripture, most of y'all can finish it right now. Well, I just need more word. You fat on the word already. You need activation of what's in you by stepping into the inferno. I'll take the shotgun blast to the face. Don't worry about it. I'm not asking you to step into the front of the line. I'll take the heat. When I'm dead, we got folk that are filing behind me. I die, Tom will have to drop in. Tom is dead, Vinny. Vinny dead, Omar, whoever. Hey, this ain't no one-man show. This ain't no mega mess, no mega church set up with some God over the church ruling over the people. We're professing the saints to do the work of the ministry here. Not sitting around personality. This ain't no personality cult. We're training folks to be ready to march into a warfare. When somebody dies, somebody take over and keep moving. Keep moving. Don't become man-centered. Don't become concentrated on somebody's personality and the way they did things. You be you and let God use you. And we keep moving. It's time for that gauntlet to be cast down before the gate of heaven and saying, look, let's do this. Let's go. Fill us with the Holy Ghost and set us free, to set captives free. So you see here, 2 Timothy 3, the same conflict that occurred back in Moses' day is here again. Same magicians, same bondage, same sorcery captivating the folks, mostly in religion now. Religion is nothing but an institution designed by the matrix to appeal to the religious nature of people. People have a natural inclination to worship, and the devil cooked up this make-believe church arena to become a matrix for the religious people. Now you go to church on Sunday, you go to church on Wednesday, you go to prayer meeting on Friday, you pay homage to the Pope when he's in town, you give your offering, you give your seed faith offering, you pay homage to the teachers, you buy the books, you buy the tapes, you buy the... Look, you got rosary beads, you got statues, you got holy water, anointing oil, blessed relics from the Jordan River. And look! Handkerchiefs, oil, tea bags, sunglasses built in Israel. Look, man, look. Stop. Get out of the matrix and come to Jesus Christ and be made free. You find Ephesians chapter 6. Don't turn there. We're warned against principalities, powers, world rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, spiritual entities that hide behind the matrix. They're now absorbing their kids. You know, the children of the fallen angel are the demons. The children that were sired back in Genesis chapter 6, angels with humans making Nephilim, half-breeds, hybrids, half-human, half-angel. They're on earth to get absorbed into humans. So the devil will have a legion of children that he can control. That's why Jesus looked at him and said, your father's the devil, the works of your father you'll do. He was talking to the Nephilim that had taken over the minds of the people that worship them. They love the world. They love the money. They sold their souls for a bowl of pottage. So the Nephilim came in. You know, the word spirit in the Bible is the word pneuma. Means air. They live in the air. That's why he's the prince of the power of the air. You let demons in through air passages. They come through your nose, your mouth, your ears, anywhere you got an opening in your body, the pores of the skin, in the sexual organs, the anus, anywhere you can input air. The demons come in and they nest and fester there and build a network in you. A communicating network where they control you on the inside. They'll get inside of you and control your appetites, your desires. They'll feed into your mind all kinds of inclinations and desires and appetites and control you by controlling your mind. They beat you down on the inside and make you powerless while they take control through the network they build inside of you. You're talking about Verizon and Sprint, but that's nothing to the networks that the devil can build inside of you. The Gadarene demoniac had over 2,000 demons in it. A legion of demons cast out by Jesus at one time. He's sitting and clothed in his right mind, letting you know he must have been in his wrong mind. Read it for yourself, Mark chapter 5. This is what we're up against. You got to have power in the end time to cast out demons. Now the church world looks at you like, what? Demons? Then they call me a cult teacher. All this casting out demons in the Bible. You bring up casting out demons and the Nephilim who are housing the people say, are you crazy? You're a cult member. That's the Nephilim talking. That's the people who have the demons in them standing against their own freedom because the spirits that rule them make a person that casts out demons a strange person. So we got to up the action. Supernatural signs of wonders so off the scale that nobody can deny what just happened. You let one soldier from Iraq with no arms get his arms grown back. He can get every soldier that ever went to Iraq and tell him, hey man, I didn't have no arms. You know, I came back with you on the same plane. All of us had no arms. I got mine back. Sergeant McGriffey, how'd you get your arms back, sir? That little old place down there in Atlanta, round by the way. Come on, I take you down there. Man, you talking about, there'd be so many people in this town, we'd have to move out. Jesus had to go across. I got to go to the other side. I got to go. There's so many folks thronging me. So many people around. So that's what would happen with supernatural power in that station. They'd come from overseas. They'd come from Egypt. They'd come from. You have Muslims who have worshipped Allah their whole life, but they got cancer coming to see. As I hold it, the miracles are on the back burner. Let me tell you this first. Don't worship the miracles. You better be dealing with the miracle worker. You got to repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ. He's the one that's doing the miracles. So you're not going to pimp him and have him doing miracles for you. You got to submit to his government. Miracles and signs and wonders are a calling card. They're not the very essence of what God is after. He uses signs and wonders and miracles, but they're not God. People will tend to worship the signs and wonders or the miracle worker. They'll lift you up and say, you're Moses, you're God. You must be the Lady of Fatima. So, you know, come on, man. I want to go see the Shroud of Turin. Why do you want to see that? If Jesus wore that rag, what good is it doing me now? You see how crazy that is? You see how useless, that's the matrix. If Jesus had this rag on, so what? That's how crazy the devil is. He always has your mind appended to something in the matrix that has no meaning. Folks will see, I was washing my car and then when it dried, I saw the image of Jesus in the, that's refraction of light, man. That's all it is in your. No, see, look at it. You can pick up this peanut here. This is Jesus. See, that's Jesus' face on the peanut. Look at it. That's, and they have people running down all these places to see. There's a stump out of my backyard that has the Virgin Mary in it. That's just the growth cycles of the tree, man. That ain't the, no, look at the image. Look real. Have you ever seen the Virgin Mary? How do you know how she looks anyway, fool? It's crazy, man. The Matrix. Everybody got pictures of Jesus in their dining room. Who has a Peter had a camera and captured him. Michelangelo was there drawing Jesus as he spoke. And now they made prints of what Michelangelo drew of Jesus. And now you have it in your dining. Nobody has ever seen Jesus to capture his image. How do you have a picture of Jesus in your dining room? In that fairy looking pose, looking up to heaven with moonbeams all around him, with long hair down his neck, which is an abomination to a Hebrew to wear long hair. Looking like an androgynous half gal, half man, staring up into the outer space with a hand folded, praying. That's the sissitization of Jesus. The effeminization of Jesus. And folks worship androgyny. This is why at the BET Awards, they paid homage to Prince this past week. A bunch of blacks coming to deify homosexuality. Worshiping the image of a homosexual. You bring it up and you become a cursed thing to them. You're in the Matrix. You're in the Matrix. Final thing I'll say about the Matrix. Here's the heart and soul of the Matrix right here, Revelation 17. Remember, the Matrix is an illusionary system based in the time-space continuum, designed to control the thinking processes, perceptions, and mental capacities of a mesmerized and bewitched society. The Matrix. The Matrix will effeminize a man and masculinize a woman. That's the work of the Matrix. It's found right here in Revelation 17:1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones, pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written. Remember, this woman is fornicating with the kings of the earth. It's a governmental and religious fornication going on. Intercourse between government and religion. That's the ebb and the flow of the Matrix. Government and religion working together. Inside of the churches, in the pulpits, you see what? The flag, the American flag up there. The government and religions. You watch John Hagee preach, you see the American flag and the flag of Israel behind him. Government and religions. It'll sound good, but as long as you have any affinity toward any government, any political affiliation, it's an abomination. Be careful. It's the Matrix. And upon her forehead was a name written. Now here's the key to the Matrix. Listen to it. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Whores and abominations. Jesus knows that the very root of his adversary is found in whores and abominations. Remember, it says back in the Old Testament, if you read it in Leviticus, he says, to lie with a man like you lie with a woman is an abomination. This thing sires harlots, whorish women, and homosexuals. Whores and homosexuals are the very root and foundation of this system. When you homosexualize a man and you have a dominating whore out on the stump to destroy the man, you have Satan walking the earth. Because Satan can only transfer himself and only channel himself through feminine character. Why? As a fallen angel, he fell from masculinity to effeminacy. Satan is a sissy. He's a sissy angel. You got to understand that about him, or you won't understand what he's doing. He cannot take over the world if he has masculinity in place. Masculinity found where? In men and women who are in subjection and submission to men in a loving way. Because they take on masculine character. You don't find a husband called the last name of his wife. She becomes Mrs. Hunter. She's taking on the character of the masculine. Satan hates the family for that reason. A man, a patriarch, a father is a family head. The woman in submission to him takes on the masculine character of her husband. And she supplements and complements him. And the children are in obedience to that network, that setup. He has to feminize the home through a matriarchal feminine takeover of the home, or dismiss the man altogether. You're sitting in the house worth $1.4 billion as the world's greatest golfer, and stomping around with 20 porno stars and whores. Your wife divorces you and gets a settlement for $750 million plus the kids. That's the destruction of Satan in a man's life. Who's tracing around after what? Harlots, whores, and abominations. What's wrong with him? He's effeminized. An effeminized man bleeds lust for the whore. Why? Because he's effeminate. He's worshiping the image of effeminacy because he's effeminate himself. That's what lust really is. Lust is nothing more than the outflow of an effeminate punk sissy spirit from a man's soul. And he sits in front of a stripper looking at a naked vagina undulating and pulsating in his face, drinking a beer and eating a sandwich like a fool, putting money in a G-string or a thong while some nasty whore undulates over him, dropping lice and maggots and everything in his food, looking like a fool in a strip joint. With all those stinking naked behind women all around him, he's sitting there eating and drinking like a fool. Captivated as an effeminate, lust-filled punk. Call him up to war against the devil, he'll dry up like a twig. He won't even be able to move. Cause these women got me. I can tell you the hundreds of men I've talked to over the last 26 years. Man, you need to come on in this thing, get saved, man, and fight this warfare against the devil. We're calling up men. Man, I know I need to get saved, but man, if I could just get free from these women, I just can't stop me fornicating, man. These women, man. His Spanish guy told me, he said, look, if I go to hell, I'll go gladly if there's some women there. There's nothing greater than women. To have sex, the feeling you get from being in a woman, there's nothing to compare. Well, I hope you can do it while your stinking butt is burned up, because you're going to have no physical body to fornicate with in hell, good buddy. You're going to be a spirit being in perpetual torment with anguish and wailing and gnashing of teeth taking place. You think you'll be enjoying it. You fool yourself if you want to. But lust in a man is the projection of the effeminate character of the man. And a man will think it's normal to feel this way. No, man, you've been invaded by spirits and you worship the female character. The Bible talks about it. I think it's in Zechariah. I think it's around chapter 5, where two women take up an ephah with a woman inside the ephah, take the ephah over into Babylon. They call it Shinar in Zechariah. Sets the ephah on a pedestal in Babylon to be worshipped. Carried by two women like storks with stork's wings. It's the adulation and homage paid to the feminine image. It's goddess worship. And it emasculates a man. It castrates him. It makes him into a docile eunuch, a gilding. Like a horse and horse race becomes a gilding when they castrate him. It takes the kick out of him. So he won't fight. The devil knows the men won't fight because he's castrating them through worshiping feminine character. That's the abomination of desolation. That's the thing that he's doing. Whores are used as weapons to emasculate. Once you emasculate and make the men docile, then the lesbian steps up as the dominator. Can't you see him putting them in the Supreme Court? Can't you see this? Standing up running the institutions and the government, Homeland Security and all this stuff. You can't see this? A blind man could see this. Mother Teresa as a little goddess about to be deified and set up as a saint or a canonized as a saint or whatever. Mary, the mother of Jesus, who is really Semiramis, a Babylonian goddess, put forth holding little baby punk Jesus in her little arms with the halo around the head, the sun goddess imagery. Worshipping Baal, the sun god. That's why they have the halos around the head. Look, man, we're dealing with hell. Somebody got to broadcast it loud and clear. I don't stutter. I might talk with a southern drawl and you might laugh at it, but I'm not stuttering and you understand what I'm saying. This is hell come to earth. Harlots and abominations set up as the matrix rules man. He must effeminize. He must effeminize. If you're not feminine, he can't come through you. He had to come through Eve to punk out Adam. All he had to do is get in Eve and force Adam to worship the feminine image of Eve. And he had sodomized Adam at that point. He effeminized Adam. Because the first thing he did was abdicate his authority and said, "A woman you gave me." He wouldn't stand up for anything. He was hiding from God as a little punk now. That's why I'm standing up in heaven and say, "I'm here to be accounted for as a man. I'm not coming in by a side door. I'm coming boldly before the throne of grace to find help in the time of need. I ain't coming in as no punk. I ain't coming in through the back door. Where's the God of Elijah up in here? God might strike you dead. Well, I'll die with my boots on. Hit me with the thunderbolt then." That's how you got to come in. As a guy looking for armament. I'm going off to war. I need bullets, I need a gun, I need boots, I need a helmet, I need a uniform, I need a backpack, I need a jeep. Let's do this. And a woman ought to say, "Amen, I'm going with him." And not, "We got to stop him." You know, in the church, you'll be whores sitting in church trying to find a way to undermine the preacher. He's a threat. He talked real bold, but I bet you I can seduce him. I bet you I'm going to cross my legs up in front of the church with no drawers on and flash to him and see if he can stand up under this. And a preacher tell me he finished the message, went to the parking lot. Going to his car, he was traveling without his wife. This happened. Got to the car, a lady came out of the car next to him and ripped open her blouse. Nothing but breast in his face. "How you like these, preacher?" She had been sitting in the service all night. Why? He's a threat. He said something I didn't like. I'm going to slit his throat. I'm going to see if he can stand up under the assault of lust when I come against him and see if he can go for it. Words like alluring, enticing. Remember, sin talks in terms of enticed by sin, seduce, fascinating, mesmerizing. She's enchanting. That's why they got the Megan Foxes out there and the Beyoncés and all the beautiful girls, but they're used by the devil to mesmerize a man and get him caught up in beautiful things. And the man says, "I opt for the feeling good and the soothing." Jesus said, "They're in King's Palace, the little punks who wear soft raiment and want to live a little soft pink tea life, land between some gal's legs." And what's the warning again? Proverbs 31, Lemuel. "Give not your strength unto women, boy." Right. Every time you lay up there and ejaculate, you're passing your strength from you to that woman. Except in the marriage covenant which God ordains. She's taking the life force out of you. And you're going to be an empty hull of a man, emaciated and wimped out and just sitting up in the corner, unable to move. The streets of Atlanta are full of them. The little boys out there make you want to just cry and puke at the same time. Running around like fairies. You know, "Come back here, Harry." All over each other, kissing each other full in the mouth. Rubbing all over each other. Laying around with each other. all this stuff going on, and they're effeminized, emasculated, sodomized, eunuchs, all the life force out of them. You give them a command, they wince and they get offended and they're emotional and tender. God gives commands. You got to be a man and a woman to stand up and take it and walk in it. What's going on? What's the big deal? This is the way, walk in it. These are commands. Obey them. I'm asking God. I'm saying, God, look, this is the deal. We're an army. This is what we called up to. What's the holdup? Let's get on with this. We can't wait forever. We can't hang around. The people are dying by degrees. They're dying as we're sitting here. There are people in the Sudan right now dropping dead. AIDS is just destroying the whole continent of Africa. It's going through like wildfire, like locusts eating the land. AIDS just eating up lives. The black woman, she's getting inundated with HIV. Wiped off of the planet. Down low brethren, married to these effeminized guys. You thought you had something back because you conquered your little husband, not knowing he was a feminine and a girl inside. Now he's bringing home the HIV to you, and you'll be dead in 6 months. You're pretty now, you're fine now, you're throwing something now, little stripper. But in 6 months, by Christmas, you'll be eating away 65 pounds by HIV. Because you're out there for the money. Little girls walking around with mini skirts so short that, man, you can see their tonsils with no drawers on. Selling themselves now for nothing. Guy got a few dollars, enough money to get their nails done and get their weed put in their hair, and they're happy. They're living the life they see reflected on videos. That's the matrix. See, a person is bound and enslaved and has been dumbed down. He becomes sight and sound driven. So he sees a video and he tries to emulate it. You know, emulation is one of the works of the flesh. So they emulate everything they see because they have no academic abilities. They have no intelligence. They have no mental processes available to actually analyze and look at things with an astute intelligence. So they become sight and sound driven. So what they see on the video and what they hear, they emulate it. So they dress like them. They talk like them. They walk like them. They try to become one with them, so the devil puts forth whores on the videos, half naked and thongs and undulating and throwing around sex here and there and acting like animals, and the young girls are now emulating that. Who would even let Lil Wayne touch them? And four girls have had babies by him. You wouldn't even let this guy touch you. But now you're actually able to have Lil Wayne lie down with you, enter you, have his semen go into you and conceive a child in you and have his child. And you want people to know about it. That's sick. Eminem, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Master P, you know, Young Jeezy, Young Jock. All this junk. This is scumbag, low-life living. Emulated by the masses, put on a pedestal by the masses because of the witchcraft of the matrix. Look what he says. Revelation 18, as judgment comes on the matrix, he says in verse 23, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. This is the world system. This is the matrix. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. The bridegroom Jesus and the bride's church are gone. The candlelight is gone. The light is gone. The bridegroom Jesus is gone and the bride is gone. God is through dealing with you. He wrestled with you. He tried to get you to change. Now he's leaving you and letting you go into hell. Your demise has come. He's getting ready to burn this hell hole. He's getting ready to incinerate this hell hole. And buddy, I'm doing everything I can to be a match carrier, a gasoline toter. You know what I'm saying? If I can't have gasoline, give me kerosene. If not kerosene, then hey, what's something that can burn? Pine straw. I'll light that. Burn the hell hole up and let us out of here. Because then a new heaven and new earth will come down. There's no IRS, no taxes, no debt, no bills, no disease, no sickness, no infirmity, no knuckleheaded kids. All that's gone. Brewery said, you don't have to include the knuckleheaded kids part. That's the way it is, Brewery. You'll find out when you have some. See, all that's gone. And we finally got what? Peace. Peace. No devil. No demons. No fallen angels. Nobody cussing at you. Nobody crazy. Nobody with an attitude. Can you imagine? It was like, that sounds too good to be true. He said, can you imagine? I can't even imagine. I can imagine that. For this to have gone away. You know that life as it is on earth cannot be what God... If a creator created this mess, I don't know what to tell you. Me and Tom was talking about this the other day. Why would God create an earth with venomous spiders and snakes on it to kill you? Something had to be a result of the fall. You know what I'm saying? Why would you create all this stuff to kill a person, disease, sickness, infirmity? Why would God create Adam like that? That can't be. This is a perversion of the fall. I believe there's a mutation even of life, plant and animal life. There are poisonous plants down here, poisonous animals, all kinds of microorganisms that will kill you. Your immune system is protecting you from stuff, but if you infringe upon the immune system and you destroy it, that's what AIDS is. It's acquired immune deficiency syndrome. HIV is the virus. But the virus causes the immune system to be destroyed, to be infringed upon. And it weakens it to allow the diseases to kill you. See, the AIDS doesn't kill you. It's your immune system now that's been interacted upon to make it weaker. And the diseases come in. You see, when people die of AIDS, they have all kinds of problems. They might be losing their sight. They'll be losing hearing. There'll be all kinds of cancer. All kinds of stuff be coming in on them because the immune system can't fight the stuff anymore. So what I'm saying is this. All this has to be a result of the fall of man. I mean, God couldn't design a place that was going to kill you when he made you. Black widow spiders. What's the other spider? Brown recluses and all. Come on, man. Some of this stuff can kill you in 3 minutes. The fall of man. And God is trying to sustain this and maintain this. I don't think so. Look at this. The bride and the bridegroom are gone. The voice of the bride and bridegroom shall be heard no more at all in thee. Why? Why is this? For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. That word there is pharmakia. Magic that's promoted through drugs, medications. Don't you know that the pharmaceutical countries in this country are not looking to heal people? They're looking to make money off of people. You know, there are cures they hold back from people. There are natural cures they don't want you to know about. All kinds of herbal cures and stuff like that. Don't want you to know. You can eat differently and cure some things. They don't want you to know that because it will make them money. The FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, they're not there to make sure the drugs are right. They're there to protect the pharmaceutical companies, to make sure they stay prosperous and make money. This is a hell hole. Everything you see is part of the matrix. Everything you see is designed to use you and take from you. Everything will take from you. You live in certain neighborhoods. You park your car in the grass and the neighborhood association trying to find you. Man, just tell me to move my car off the grass. Stop by the house and say, hey, you can't park on the grass. Okay, thank you. I'll move it. Why are you trying to find somebody? Everything designed to take from you. Let me tell you this. I hate this filthy hellhole. I'll never stop hating this filthy hellhole. God hates this filthy hellhole because he that is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. He says in 1 John chapter 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Everything in the world, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life are of the world, and the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. He's eternal. That means for me to walk in eternity, I must walk in the will of God. I must fill with the Spirit and hear from Him and do what He says. I'm standing in heaven's door. I'm beating against it. I'm beating against the gates. I'm throwing down gauntlets. I'm yelling loud at the gate. If you got any sense of righteousness in you at all, you'll do the same thing and not be cowering back trying to prolong this agony. It's time for God to come forth. It's time for God to work. We can't go any further. When you're in a desert and you got no water and you're dead, that's it. There's no more carnal effort left. It's now or never. It's time to move. It's time for people to decide and make a choice. His brother here came today, heard us on the internet, he's over here. That was a choice made. He didn't have to come over here. First day here, heard on the internet, that's it. I'm coming to it to see about it. You got to make a choice. You plug in, you make a decisive choice. The guy in Miami, he was just released from incarceration, so he can't leave because he's on probation right now. He said, look, but preacher, I'll tell you what, long range, I want you to be my pastor. And I'm going to serve right here where I am until I can leave here. But I got to plug in with some brethren. I want to be in on this. I said, hey man, I'll feed you long range. It don't make no difference. There ain't no time and space in this. People are selling the farm that mean business. Stop sitting up there on the internet listening to the messages. You were trained to do that with Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, and all these other folks. You've been listening to messages your whole life, and now you're trying to listen to another message. We're not listening to the messages this time. We're activating a warfare this time. Commit. We ask God for 1 million people with $100 a month. Not to build a mega mess, but to move through this hellhole and gather. And at the end of the day, I'm going to empty my pockets. Say, here's my wallet. Here's my keys to my house, my car. Here's my shoes. I got clothes in my closet at home. It's drawers and underwear and stuff in my closet, in my shelves and stuff. You can have the socks in there. I got a watch over there, I believe, on my nightstand. Get that. I think my wife got some jewelry in the jewelry box. Take that junk too. And I'm bidding you farewell.
So long.
The knuckleheaded gospel of the past and prosperity been trying to teach you how to maintain a good life on earth. Hey, farewell. You know why you're afraid out there? It's because you know we're for real. You know we're going to do this, and you're afraid it's going to happen. Stop being afraid. You're in a burning boat. Right? You're on the Titanic right now. You might as well sell the farm and jump ship. God, it's time. The gauntlet is cast down. The mantle is cast down. Where is the God of Elijah? The matrix. The stinking, filthy matrix. A time and space-centered delusion. It's the work of a magician. The same magicians of Moses' day, Jannies and Jambres. Now they've metamorphosized into drug companies. Religious systems, governmental systems, educational systems. It's the same Jannies and Jambres. We're standing Moses, the liberator. We got to press through to God till we get the power of the liberator poured through us. And we set captives free. Open prison doors. Set at liberty those that are bruised. Open up all these bound arenas, these cell doors snapped open to let captives come out. If they flood out, the matrix will respond to us. Don't be deluded. They will respond to us. It don't make no difference. Now they come stomping around your house. I need to check your paperwork. What are you doing? Who are you? What? Look, if you study the New Testament, those guys spent a lot of time in jail and before Agrippa and Festus and judges and kings and stuff. See, right now we're trying to, if you don't want to deal with no legal stuff, no legal parameters, these are just men. If somebody got the police at the door, you're not going to find a 50-foot giant at the door. It's going to be a guy. What are you afraid of him for? He's just another guy, another Joe Blow. The police pull you over and they come to the car like you're supposed to be afraid. I said, yeah, what you need, man? Can I see your license? Yeah, here it is, right here. He He's just a guy. Who is he supposed to be? The fear of man brings about a snare. I serve God. God super rules this arena. I want my mind so ate up with God, so centered on God, my eye being single, my whole life just full of light, till all I know is God, and everything else is seen outflowing from me knowing God. I don't see nobody lifted up. I don't see nobody above God. I walk with God and everything is over there. The matrix is subject to God. God is not subject to the matrix. I gotta come out of the matrix. Don't feed your mind on fantasies and lies. It'll put you in the matrix. The movies in Hollywood have a virtual reality to them now. That's why they're going 3D with them. You'll sit in front of these crazy movies they're making, like this thing they just made. What was the name of it? The Avatar. And when you get through that, you'll think you have lived through that. And see, your mind is not going to make the distinction. Your mind is going to receive it as real. You got to know this about your mind. Your mind believes what you tell it. If you tell your mind that you lived through that experience, you'll go home from watching The Exorcist and watch how your mind will be scared. You open up you get ready to open up your bedroom door. That girl is on your bed. Your mind will be thinking, you open up your closet. Ravens in your closet looking, hanging there. Then you start having dreams about it. You open up your eyes and look out your window and think you see Raven's face. Because you fed that fear into your mind. Your mind cannot differentiate. Your mind believes what you tell it. It's a dumb. Your soul is dumb. Your soul believes whatever you tell it. You can program a soul to believe anything. It's got to be forced. It's got to be programmed. Whatever you tell it is true, it believes it's true. How could you get a suicide bomber to blow himself up for nothing? He believed it's true. He believed there's 70 virgins waiting on him in heaven for killing himself. And then when he wakes up in hell, he's going to say, you know what? That 70 virgin stuff was all a lie. Too late. Too late. You believed it. You went to hell behind it. The triune nature of God is a mystery. But the reality of it is very simple. God is a triune being. The word triune comes from triunity. Three that are one. How can three people be one? Very simple. Three distinct individuals making up one God. It's reflected in man, spirit, soul, and body. It's reflected in the family as father, mother, and child. God is simply a family. The mystery is very simple to understand. All the mystery that people... Well, it's a mystery that no one can understand, the triunity of God. It's really deep, so I don't know. God will reveal it one day. He's a family. The Father, He's a Son, and He's a Holy Spirit. It represents the Father, the Son, and the Mother. He's a family. God is a family. The family unit on earth is a reflection of God. That's why the devil hates it. I say that to say this. We reestablish family units. We come again into a family formation before God, and God will move through it, because that's His image. Man must be in right standing, woman must be in right standing, and children must be in right standing. That's why He said, set your house in order, Hezekiah, you're going to die and not live. That's why I judge Eli, because he wouldn't control his sons who were sleeping with the women in the tabernacle, in the temple. The qualifications of a bishop, he must first have his home in order. I tell my kids, you ain't gonna get right, get gone. Because it's gonna get right here, because we gotta be in order. If you don't wanna play by God's rules, then get out of the system. You can't play for the Falcons if you're not gonna wear the uniform and not submit to the coach. That's the way it is. I'm not trying to make anybody do anything. The prodigal sons didn't have his father go after him. When the prodigal son got tired, you can come back over here, because we're not coming over there. That's how it works. I'm not downgrading one thing for anybody. I'm telling you, this is right that I'm telling you. I don't care who else says it's wrong. I don't care who debates it. I don't care what woman preacher says she don't believe it. I don't care what sissy says he don't believe that God judges homosexuals. I don't care who says what about it. This is the way you better walk in it to be delivered from the matrix. And I make no apologies for it. You can call it pride, arrogance. You can call it high-mindedness. You can call it selfishness. You can call it somebody who thinks they know everything. You can call it all that stuff. But if you got an essential agree with me, and you'll pray along the lines of what I'm praying, God, move. Because we got a damned planet that's dying, and people are going to hell by the thousands. And somebody got to fill with the Holy Ghost and go, because we don't have time to wait anymore. It's time for God to work. The stinking, filthy matrix has to be destroyed. God, we thank you for this time, and thank you for the word of God that's able to set our souls free. Move to destroy this matrix in the name of Jesus. Power through here and lift up the church out of this thing. Set the minds free. You live in agony all week, pining away because of the stinking, filthy matrix. We're in a desert. We wandered through a desert. We're dead. Resurrect us. There's no more carnal effort left. No more hope left. No way left. Resurrect us. Loose the people's minds that hear this. Let people begin to contact and notify other people that they know to introduce them to the real. Multiply yourself through the masses. 1 million people committed to $100 a month. We're moving through here and out of here. We're coming against the devil in nations. The reason we're after for 1 million people with $100, we're coming to nations. We're not dealing with the local community and people around the corner. We're taking nations for Christ. We're saving souls from the nations. You say, ask of me, and I'll give unto you the nations as an inheritance for you. That's what I'm asking for, the nations to be taken. Who cares about the Mickey Mouse stuff? Man, I think big. I think as big as God, sitting outside of it, out of time and space and eternity, looking at the world from the outside. I look at the nations. I look at a power that can power through the nations and save hundreds of millions of people. God, if I'm thinking too low, raise up my expectations higher. Hey, I might be thinking on a limited way with 1 million people. Hey, send them all. Let's go. And then format everybody's mind that when somebody dies at an oar, another roar steps in. Everybody prepared to carry the word of God. Everybody ready to handle the word of God. Ready to operate in the miraculous. Ready to move with the Spirit of God. Nobody set up as an icon. Nobody to be worshipped. No personalities to be worshipped. Jesus Christ glorifying the church. God, this is right. I know it's right. You know it's right. Jesus knows it's right. The Holy Spirit knows it's right. Michael and Gabriel and the angels know it's right. Everybody in heaven bears witness to it being right. Break through this matrix and lift us to a higher place, and then send us into battle to stop this fallen angel and its demonic works. If it wasn't possible, if this wasn't true, we wouldn't know what we know, and we wouldn't be alive right now, and this message wouldn't even be preached. Something must be afoot. If somebody can understand this, and somebody can hear it, and somebody can know it, something is afoot. Let's go. My prayer is the same prayer I always pray. Let's go. I pray a two-word prayer every day. Let's go. Let's go. Followed by a three-word prayer. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Unshackle me. Unchain me. Don't let another bill collector call me. Don't let another IRS guy look for me. Don't let another part of their stinking matrix talk to me. Cut me loose from their matrix. And I'll war against this hell hole and free as many people as we can in Jesus' name to prepare them for eternity, escaping time and space. Crush every sickness and disease the matrix brings. Destroy sickness, disease, and infirmity. Take that yoke from off of our neck because of the anointing. Change our health habits, our eating habits. Help us to break the tie to the matrix. Sickness and disease having dominion over us, that's not right. That's not part of the promises in Deuteronomy. That's a curse. In Christ, a curse? We came into Christ to be cursed? I don't believe that. Head, not the tail. Lending, not borrowing. Blessed in our basket, blessing in our store. Whatever we lay our hands to is blessed. Whatever we touch will prosper. Wherever our feet tread upon, that's ours. And we're cursed? God, it's time for this word to come alive. A living word. We need a living word. I'm challenging heaven. I'm challenging the gates of heaven. I'm challenging the throne room of heaven. I'm challenging everybody in heaven to empower this thing to happen. I'm publicly making it known. I'm throwing down a gauntlet. Where is the God of Elijah? Now is the acceptable day of salvation. Not tomorrow. It's somebody right now crying in their bed needing to be saved. It's some girl with a broken heart right now needing to be saved. Somebody just found out they're HIV positive last night. Somebody's mother just died. Somebody's father just died. Some baby was born with some horrendous birth defect. I pray for Randall Cunningham, whose two-year-old boy died in his backyard a hot tub the other day. 2 years old, and Randall had come to pastor a church out in Las Vegas and find his two-year-old boy floating in the backyard in his hot tub, dead. See, that takes God to lift that thing. But why should the devil be allowed to kill the boy? Where's the power to stop this devil in his tracks? If we got an angel coming to give us a message from heaven, 21 days to break through, crush the prince of Persia. Crush him. And let the angel come through. Crush the prince of America. Crush the prince of Europe, of Asia. Crush the prince of South America, North America. Crush the prince of Canada. Crush the princes that rule this world. And let the dispatched messengers from heaven come through.
Crush him. In the name of Jesus.
Seek and destroy the devil. Cast out devils.
Yes.
Come on. I'm right.
In the
name of Jesus. See, it's above being just righteous. You got to be right. This is right.
Yes.
The devil. The man asked you in the Bible, shall not the Lord of all the earth do what's right? Huh?
In the name of Jesus.
I cast down a gauntlet. I'm laying it down right in the throne room. Holy of Holies. Jesus the Lord of glory. God the Father. Holy Spirit dispatched to raise the kids and bring us into a relationship.
Yes, Lord.
Let's just go. Can't go no further with this. This is a God thing now. It's a time for God to move now. It's time for Jesus Christ to be magnified and glorified. Our minds need to be cleared from the mundane things of this world. I don't need to think about this. I don't need to know about this. I don't need to talk about this. We need to be cut free and moving out the bondage of these, like Tom said, these silly jobs and hung up with people's personalities and what they're talking about, their interests, their limitations, their visions of life. And look, let us go. What do I need to be worrying about Pharaoh's bricks for? Nebuchadnezzar's statue. When the music plays, I have to bow down because Nebuchadnezzar said, when the music plays, we must all bow. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody talk to me. Somebody tell me something. In Jesus' name, set the captive free. For your glory and for your honor. Amen.